Welcome to the Chelsea Pines Podcast. If you're a real estate human who is ready to show up online with heart and humanity and not hustle and hacks, you've made it to the right place, friends. Let's get into the show. Oh my gosh, we're back in the studio today, and this time I am joined by a friend, and it's been a long while since I haven't done a solo podcast. I feel like I'm rusty, and I'm like, how do I even interview someone? So I'm excited that my dear friend Maris is here with me today. Of course, we met on social media. She is a social media strategist and social media manager, and we met through Instagram, and of course, absolutely share a love for small chihuahuas, which I absolutely adore her sweet, sweet fur baby. And he is the cutest, although I won't tell mine. He's the cutest little guy I've ever seen. I'm pretty sure he has his own account. Maybe we'll link to it in the show notes. But Maris, welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you. Tell all of the listeners who you are, what you do, and let's get into our topic today of building a community that will see you through all of the years and create more relationships and referrals and business. So welcome.
Love it. Thank you so much for having me. And of course, for the shout out to Henry, I know
I love him.
I love it too. And I love that we have bonded over our shared love of chihuahuas, because that is exactly what we talk about on social media, right? Showing up as yourself and sharing who you are and what you're all about. And that's how you make long-lasting connections.
Absolutely. And so today we wanted to chat about how to really create the community that you want to be a part of. And I think that's something that, you know, a lot of people probably don't really think about or maybe take for granted, is you're thinking, oh, there is a community out there and I need to find it. And in the alternate perspective, it's more about you creating or being the community that you want to be a part of. And that starts with being engaging and supportive and creating that. And it also can feel a bit overwhelming. Like, what do you mean I have to create a community? Are you talking about like a Facebook group? We're not necessarily talking about a specific structure, if you will, but how to create those meaningful, real relationships, which is what we are referring to as community. And we got talking about this topic because recently you and I have absolutely been experiencing an influx of these horrible, horrible scammers. I've made multiple podcasts about it. You now know that I am verified because of this horrible issue that happened within my community. And, you know, funny enough, I mean, I guess it's great that it works. The second I paid for that verification, I've had zero problems, zero spam, nothing else has happened. So tell me why you're so passionate about building a community. What happened to you recently that really drove this home for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in marketing for a long time, for about 17 years on the public relations side, on the social media side, working for big brands, and now consulting with real estate agents and real estate businesses on how to use social media to build community and to really make an impact on your business. And, you know, sometimes I like to think I've seen it all. And then you're one day minding your own business on Instagram and you get a message from somebody saying, hey, is this you? Right. And it's a screenshot of an Instagram profile that looks just like yours, but it's actually an imposter. It's a scammer pretending to be you. They've taken your photos, they've taken content off your page. And some of these accounts have quite a few followers that I'm sure are like bots and totally fake, but you know, they look legit. And it turns out one of those, similarly to what happened with you a few months ago, you know, one of those accounts was reaching out to a whole bunch of my followers and saying, hey, you know, are you a member of the social broker community? And people thought, that's strange. And I got, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of messages from people who I may be, you know, some people who I know and interact with on social media, some people who I know in real life, and some people that I've never met or had a conversation with before, who were saying, hey, I didn't think this was you. I thought this was a little strange. And I realized, you know, that's what happens when you have that loyal community, right? It's, you know, people who are going to look out for you when super strange things happen. And of course, course, you know, that works on the opposite side too. Your community can be there for you for, you know, for good reasons and for positive things as well. But it was this interaction, especially after having seen your, you know, recent and similar interaction, that made me think, you know, building community, really, you know, of all the reasons why we're here on social media, it really is the community. It really is those relationships that are paramount to all else.
I love that. Okay. So I think everybody here who's listening is going to say, yes, we believe in building community. We want to have relationships and actual connections, because why would you be listening to this podcast otherwise? So how do we get into the actual tactical of building community? And I know that you work with a lot of your clients on this particular piece of connection. And there's so many different ways that you can do it. And so I'd love to hear from you. Let's start from the beginning. Like, if you're just now starting, or maybe, you know what, maybe you just got burned out. Maybe you took a break for a year. Great. Good for you if you did take a break, because we're all about protecting your mental health and doing what you need to do in whatever season of business and life that you are. So where would you start with building the community on any platform?
Definitely. So, you know, and I love that you said that it's okay to take a break. I think, you know, that is number one. A lot of my clients come to me because they have just not had the bandwidth, either, you know, hours in the day or mental and emotional bandwidth to take on the, you know, the work and the efforts that, you know, do go into curating a social media presence and community. So a lot of people come to me to say, okay, you know, I know kind of what I need to do, but either I don't know how to do it, or I don't have the time or resources to learn this. And the, you know, the where we start, I'm a big proponent of walking before you run. You could go crazy and spend your whole life listening to every expert out there, right? All of these like people who have really good intentioned advice, but you know, it's a lot. There's a lot out there. And because Instagram is always changing, it seems like as soon as you get your arms around one thing, it's time to do the other. So the things that I talk about to my clients are really build consistency. You know, that doesn't mean you have to post every day. It doesn't mean you have to be on stories 5 times a day. It just means you need to reliably show up for the audience that you're there to serve. So whether that consistency means coming in once a week or whether that means daily posts, you know, find that content cadence that works for you and stick to it. That might very well mean outsourcing some of your social media to somebody who really gets your brand and understands you. It might mean you are really scaling back. Maybe you used to post every day and you realize you just can't keep up with that. Maybe twice a week is more reasonable for you. But it's really finding that consistent cadence that you can stick to, that's realistic for you. And then leaning on a nice variety of types of content, because I find that without the variety, it's not just that your audience is going to get bored, you're going to get bored. And if it's not fun, if social media isn't fun for you, you're just not going to do it. This should be the fun part of your business, right? It's not taxes or accounting. This should be the part where you get to interact with your clients and your community. And most of the real estate agents I know love that part of their business.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's so funny and timely that we're talking about this, because earlier this week I made a post, and earlier this week, it could have been yesterday. I don't even know what day we're on, but it basically was like controversial content advice, you know, stop building a content machine, right? And it was all about like, if you need to take a break, you could take a break. Be realistic. I mean, you're right. And this, we are in this industry, Maris. And I know that this happens to you because it happens to me. I'm scrolling through the Explore page or whatever it is. And it's like, how I gained 10,000 followers in 1 week and, you know, how to explode your growth. And I'm like, I should probably be posting more. And I'm like, wait a minute. What am I doing? If I post more, will I grow faster? Probably yes, most likely. So I've only been posting on a cadence of once a week, and just recently went up to twice a week. And the reason I went up to twice a week is that I'm trying to do a stretch goal. I'm like, what if I got a little bit uncomfortable and tried to do that? But you're so right too on the variety of formats. I am kind of tired of going to people's accounts and only seeing reels. I get tired of just seeing reels. I like a carousel post. I like a picture post every now and then. So for me, I like to mix it up because I get bored. And if I'm getting bored, you're right. The audience certainly is. And we just get used to seeing the same thing. And I get it. There is a brand aesthetic that you could be doing. And honestly, some of those brand aesthetics I get bored of because I get so used to it. So I think there is some importance in mixing it up. And I love that you're like, yeah, it's not taxes. Like, this should be fun. And there's so much fun that's sucked out of social media. And I'm talking to myself here too, because I'm like, oh, this isn't right. I don't feel like posting it. It's a whole thing, right? So I love those two tips. Any other tips that you have for us on community building?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, balance is so important, and not just because we need balance in our lives, right? And in our businesses, but you want to balance the business and the personal. It's like, you know, my parents used to say when I was a kid and I wanted like more of, you know, more ice cream or more playtime or something, they're like, you know, too much of anything is no good. It's true. Like, you know, even though I tell my clients, you know, we have a few different types of content that we do for our clients and that I recommend for, you know, for businesses, but you don't want to have all of anything. So if you're, you know, just like, you know, we say you don't want to only post your listings, you want to post other stuff too. You don't want to only post about yourself. Otherwise, people will forget that you sell real estate. So it's really balancing the business with the personal. You know, if you have a listing coming on every week, you want to make sure that you are posting at least two other times so that people aren't just saturated with your property posts. You know, I tell my clients, think about what kind of content do you like to consume on social media? Because that's probably going to resonate more with your target audience. When I think of the brands that I follow, they're sharing, like, let's think about somebody that I follow on social media. Let's use the swimsuit brand Somersault, because I'm heading on vacation and I've been looking at swimwear. So they don't just share, you know, flat lay photos of clothing and bathing suits, do they, right? They're sharing that people out and about enjoying the summer, enjoying their vacations, enjoying the beach in their clothing. So that's what we want to do with real estate. It's not just sharing the fronts of houses. It's really balancing what is the lifestyle that you're selling. What is the lifestyle that someone's going to have in this home, in this community? And what is the experience they're going to have when they hire you to be their real estate agent? So I think that balance piece is really important because, you know, I always say it's like going to a networking event. No one wants to get stuck talking to that person who's only talking work and doesn't want to like engage with you in small talk. But you also don't want to get in the conversation with someone who's just like me, 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 me all the time. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, before we continue on with the tips, you mentioned, you know, types of content that you're recommending. We might as well just dive into that just a little bit. Like, because I think that's really helpful. I think the number one question that people are asking is like, what do I post? What kind of content? So what are sort of the ideas that you're sharing with your clientele that is that balance to achieve whatever their balance is for them? Because whatever balance is for you could be a different balance for me. Right. So whatever their balance is, how are you articulating like what that might look like in a roadmap form of types of content?
Definitely. So in order to think of what types of content do you post, it's important to think about what is my audience here for? What are they looking for from me? And most audiences don't want to be sold to. They want to feel valuable. They want to feel like you understand them. And they want content that's going to help their life improve. That's why when I'm on my personal Instagram, right, I'm looking for recipes. I'm looking at, you know, home decor tips and, you know, different ideas that I can use in my own home. And of course, small dogs, but that's aside. But, you know, it's really like you're on social media looking to make those connections, you know. You want to feel like somebody sees and hears you. That's why humor works so well on social media when people post jokes about, like, a lot of my clients have had success posting funny things that happen to them as a homeowner or funny things that happen on the showing. So it's really thinking about, like, you know, what does my audience want to see and hear from me? And then finding ways to back your message into that kind of content. So the types of content, you know, sort of pillars that we really lean on for our clients when we're managing their social media and that I, you know, look to for myself is sort of behind the scenes. Like, what kind of experience do you provide? One of my clients has a little snack basket in the back of her car where she keeps different snacks. And if she knows a client likes a certain like type of snack, she'll make sure she has that on hand when she's taking them out. So it's like those little kind of extra things that you do. We want to make sure you're showing that. What are you doing when you are, you know, what are the things you're talking about when you're out with a client? Those are the kind of personal details people do want to see and hear from you on social media. And then, of course, educational content. And this doesn't mean that you have to have, you know, a whole feed full of tips where it's just, you know, educating every other, you know, every other day, but it might mean just kind of taking people along for the ride when you're doing something. Sometimes I get my best content ideas from the questions my clients ask me. If I have a client email and say, "Hey, I noticed that my engagement does this whenever we post that," then I might turn that into a post, because if one person has that question, chances are a lot more of your clients maybe are wondering that but haven't thought to ask yet. So if you are doing something, or let's say you have something weird comes back on a home inspection report, of course you want to see the deal through. But once that's, you know, finished and wrapped up and hopefully it all works out, that's a great post. You know, here's what happens when X happens on your home inspection. You know, one of my clients did a great reel where she started off the reel and said, "Don't panic when you get the home inspection report and it's 30 pages long," because a first-time buyer might not know that. They might see it and go, "Oh my gosh, what the heck?" So, you know, thinking of those things that your buyers, that your sellers, that your community, you know, is thinking about, and answering those questions before they ask them, that's a great way to educate without, you know, kind of just being, you know, using too much jargon or, you know, really sort of overwhelming people with education. And then another kind of content pillar that we really lean on is local content. As a realtor, you are the expert in your neighborhood, and you want to make sure that from one glance at your social media profile, people know exactly where you sell. One of the biggest things that I see, you know, biggest mistakes that I see people make is not having their geographic kind of keyword in their bio. You know, if you're in Scottsdale, Arizona, I want to be able to see that from one glance at your profile, whether it's because you tell me or whether it's because, you know, your graphics or your content looks and feels like Scottsdale. So those three, you know, the education, the behind the scenes, and the local, of course, that's not an all-encompassing list, but those are three types of content that when used together really help people get to know you, and then of course feel like they like you. And when they feel like they know you and like you, that's when they can grow to trust you.
Absolutely. One thing that I've been personally trying to be more aware of in my content, because like you said, what kind of content do you like to consume? I enjoy consuming content where the person is talking about how they did something. So how I remade this, how I built this, how I whatever, you know? So I'm thinking in terms of, oh, because, you know, we often think, oh, nobody cares, right? Nobody cares what I'm doing. But in real estate too, it could be something like how I tackled this project in my home, you know? So whatever you can kind of say, that that can be falling under that educational. And sometimes I know that I forget that it's not just about definitions and tips and how to's, it's how you did something, how I did something. And that I think is a really cool way to also bring in some of more of your personal stories, which I know we talk a lot about with all of our clients, is let's bring in more of you into the stories. And so how you did something, how you picked your paint colors, the big mistake you made when you did X, Y, and Z. I think those are overlooked content pieces, mainly because we're just too close to our own stories, right? We don't even think we have anything interesting and exciting to share. But I do watch a lot of, just in my mind, like, I'm going to use the word random, not in a negative sense, but like in random industries that I'm not ever going to be in or interested in, but I still watch like how they do things. I'm like, this is fascinating. This is absolutely fascinating to me. So thank you for sharing those pillars and those tips. So we are coming up at the end of our show. Do you have any last minute tips that you wanted to share with the listeners? And also, please let us know where everybody can connect with you and follow you and hire you for your amazing services. Highly recommend that you reach out to Maris, and she's just been a great resource for our industry. So Maris, any more tips, and then tell us where they can find you.
Well, thank you. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, kind of just going back to where we started, if social media doesn't feel fun for you, it's not going to work as effectively, right? It won't, if it's not fun, you're not going to want to do it. And if you don't want to do it, that is going to, you know, affect the sort of quality of your output. So it's really about finding ways to make it work for you and not the other way around. It's not, you know, oh, do I have to do this? It's more, okay, how can I do this my way? So I just always recommend that people, you know, try a few different things. Don't feel like you have to do one, you know, there's no one size fits all approach. So that is, you know, when I tell my clients, walk before you run, it's perfectly okay to try a few things before you really find your rhythm.
And yeah, you have to try things or you can't find your rhythm. I mean, you've got to see what works and the, I don't know about this, or I liked that, or forget it. Like, I just never am going to do that again. So you have to try the things to see what you like.
Definitely. Yeah. So, you know, I work with clients a few different ways. We have a membership for agents who just want content ideas, inspiration, trainings. That's a DIY program. And then we also offer a few different types of social media management options, whether you're looking for some help doing your social, or if you're looking to totally hand over the keys and outsource it to a team who will really get to know you and your brand in order to help you show up authentically. We also offer those options as well.
Yay. And where can they find you? Where can they connect with you at?
Yeah, I'm at thesocialbroker.com or on Instagram as the.social.broker.
Yay. We'll put everything in the show notes as well. I'll put your website in there. And so people can go check you out, hopefully see your cutie fur baby, Henry, as well. If you are a small dog lover, you're just going to love this cute little face. And I love seeing your cute little face, friend. So thank you so much for being here with us today. I really appreciate you. And please make sure that you go follow Maris and The Social Broker and connect with her. Let her know that you listened from the show. Send her a DM. I'm sure she'd love to talk to you. Until next time, we'll see everyone then. That's all for today's show, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, I'd love to connect with you on the gram. You can find me at chelsea.pites. And don't forget to grab all of the free goodies, link in bio.